This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials reported Monday air defenses shot down 35 Russian-made drones over Kyiv in Russia's latest nighttime assault. With more, here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Officials said Monday that attacks across Ukraine by the Kremlin's forces killed three civilians. Meanwhile, Moscow is adopting tight security on the eve of traditional Red Square commemorations, marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Kyiv City's military administration said five people in the capital were injured by falling drone debris. Air raid alarms sounded for more than 3 hours during the night. Officials said drone wreckage struck a two-story apartment building, while other debris struck a car parked nearby, setting it on fire. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced Monday she will visit Kyiv Tuesday to celebrate Europe Day. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will be in Kyiv on Tuesday to mark Europe Day, together with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The 27-nation bloc traditionally marks its peace and unity on May 9. Meanwhile, Zelensky has announced his country would equally celebrate the day, together with all of free Europe. Von der Leyen has already visited Kyiv on several occasions since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine 14 months ago. She's been a major driver in providing support for the embattled nation and in setting sanctions targeting the Kremlin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's TASS news agency reported Monday that operations at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant are being suspended in the case of provocations by Ukrainian forces. That citing the Moscow-installed regional governor of the area around the Zaporizhia plant. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to meet with Republican congressional leaders Tuesday to discuss the nation's debt ceiling, while members of his administration are warning against a default. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her office is already taking emergency steps to try to keep the government from running out of cash too quickly.
Economic chaos would ensue,
but projects it could happen as early as June 1st. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Yellen was asked if President Biden could invoke the 14th Amendment, which would bypass Congress.
This would be a constitutional crisis.
Republican Senator James Lankford says the White House is wrong to demand that the debt ceiling negotiations be separated from spending cuts.
It forces a moment to be able to talk about debt and deficit and to say, where are we going on this?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Closing arguments are underway in New York Monday in the civil trial against former U.S. President Donald Trump, accusing him of rape. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The former president has not shown up in the New York courtroom or testified in the case. Yesterday was the deadline for his lawyer to notify the judge if he would do so. Writer E. Jean Carroll testified for several days, repeating claims she first made in her memoir that a chance encounter with Trump turned into rape in a Manhattan department store dressing room in 1996. She's seeking compensatory and punitive damages totaling millions of dollars. Trump has called Carroll's allegations a made-up scam. The jury watched excerpts from a videotaped deposition in which Trump vehemently denied raping her. Julie Walker, New York.
The weekend mass shootings at a Dallas, Texas shopping mall continued a deadly American trend. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
There have been 22 mass killings this year, an average of one a week. An AP analysis shows it's the most this early in the year since at least 2006. They've killed 115 people in rural and urban settings, schools, workplaces, public spaces. Experts say there are several contributing factors for the deadly surge, from an increase in guns to the political climate to the lingering stress of virus pandemic quarantines. The explanations do not help victims' relatives, like the father of a man killed on the Las Vegas Strip 6 years ago. His question simply remains, why? Sagar Magani, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.